We thought we'd take advantage of Adam's recent robot experience to ask him a few questions.
Robots are cool.
How are they propelled? Were they all on wheels or there was some strange motors?
You had to use wheels. I suppose theoretically we could make them fly. And I always had students saying, can we make it fly? Which response is, if you can make an 80-kilo robot fly without battery, then I'll give you a PhD. And none of them managed it, so there's no PhDs out of it. But there may be...
trebuchet!
Yeah, that would be good. So the wheels, but you had two choices. You could either use the existing drive bases, which we purchased from Andy Marks and who provide a lot of these robot parts, because there aren't a lot of suppliers for 5-foot-tall, competitive, 20-kilometre-an-hour robots floating around. So
hold that.
Getting there's only really two suppliers for most of the things. So the drive bases are Andy Marks. So with most of those teams, we went with a basic drive base, which was a 6-wheel, 1 motor with a gearbox on it, and then belts driving all 6 wheels, but pneumatic wheels, and that was the important touch.
So how many of these drones would you have to connect up to one of these to fly it in?
It would be so nice. I actually suggested to one of the teams that we make a drone for the climbing. So we use a drone to carry a hook up and put it over the bar and then use that to climb.
To winch up.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Would
I wish we'd done
legal
that.
Would that have been legal under the rules?
So long as it was always attached and driven by the robot, it probably would have been, but we're not entirely sure.
Until someone does it, they're not going to rule it illegal, are they?
We're about to have a competition that's mixed in medieval defences and robots, which is just so cool, by the way.
Yes. So out of the robots, the 6 teams I did, 5 of them used the standard drive base with the pneumatic wheels, which were pretty cool. Robo-Roos decided to build their own drive base.
Kangaroo?
Robo-Roo. And they used 10-inch wheels off a kid's bike, basically, to do it. And that was actually an extremely good drive base. But some of the other teams went warped. There was a 10-wheel drive base in a contest from one of the teams, and another team stuck them all on separate little independent suspensions, so the whole robot would just sort of raise wheels up and down to pass over the tops of things. And,
oh, that's very cool.
There were beautiful moments in some of the robots at the competition. Mm. But basically, wheels, yes. Mm.
So this all had to be powered by the battery that was on board?
Yeah, we get one 12-volt battery. It lasts us about... In practice, we think it probably lasts about 20 minutes for a normal robot in competition.
And if you've got a dozen wheels, it perhaps doesn't last quite that long?
It only has... The round lasts 2.5 minutes. So what most teams have been around there for a while do is they've got 6 batteries down in the pits, and as soon as a robot comes off, they put in a spare battery and put that one back on charge and just cycle them constantly. We never do more than 2 rounds of the same battery. Unfortunately, we did, Robo-Roos did at one stage, and the robot lost power halfway through that second round. So that was a bit of an error.
Did any of the teams manage to scale the tower?
Not in that competition. Robo-Roos technically could, with a truly beautiful piece of engineering that one of the students came up with and is just awe-inspiring, where they had pneumatics which would drive a couple of levers up at the front. And then that was it. And then they had within those 2 rods, 2 smaller rods, which came up by a piece of string. And the piece of string was tied to the robot. So as they pulled those bigger rods up, it would also pull the smaller rods up. And if everything worked perfectly and all the ropes were exactly the right length, it would get over the top of the bar. The problem was that when they were practicing, they assumed they built their own version of a bar and they made it too wide.
Right.
And so when they arrived, they discovered that their hooks were approximately 1.5 inches too wide and couldn't grab anything. So they spent 2 days fixing it. Fixed it on the 3rd day, and then they'd never practiced. So they didn't help. And there was one other team which could potentially climb as well and started 2 once but never actually managed it.
Well, something to bear in mind if we ever want to design a robot.
Oh, we need to build robots. Robots are fun.